Joining me live remotely this morning is Megan Jenkins. Megan is the communications manager for Jackson Hole Airport and on the air to talk about the pilot program for StartBus heading out to Jackson Hole Airport. Megan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fabulous, Duke. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you taking some time with us. And, you know, I got to say, Jackson Hole Airport, we actually drove by the airport to go to a basketball game over the weekend. And what a cool place to have an airport. I'm sure you hear that all the time from people that fly in and out of Jackson.
You know, we do. It is a beautiful location, and we're so lucky. You know, the Department of the Interior and Grand Teton National Park are our landlords. And, you know, it's a very special situation. There's no other commercial service airport located within a national park. So what comes with that is a real hefty responsibility to be good stewards to the ecosystem. So, you know, we're really proud to have partnered with StartBus to bring a pilot service this winter to the airport so that travelers and locals could use mass transportation to get to and from the airport, which aligns with our sustainability and environmental initiatives to do the best we can to be able to operate inside a national park.
Very cool. Well, I think this is a great opportunity for those that use the StartBus. For us here in Star Valley, of course, we're familiar with StartBus going up to Jackson and making stops and offering that transportation. I'll be honest, I guess I wasn't aware until recently that StartBus was not going out to the airport. So this is brand new to have the StartBus go towards Jackson Hole Airport then.
You know, it is brand new. And, you know, like it says in the name, it is a pilot study. So we're trying to collect ridership data through this study. And the more ridership we get, the more likely it'll be that we can, you know, support a more permanent route out to the airport. And while this isn't a catch-all, it's just the beginning to do this study. And there's several spots, and I can talk a little bit more in detail about how it's going to work. But, you know, we're really encouraging everyone to ride this bus. Of course, it'll save folks on parking rates out there. You won't have to pay parking fees. And really, you know, folks in Star Valley, they can take the bus. There is a Star Valley bus, right, that runs into town. And then if you get off at Town Square or Miller Park, you can catch the shuttle out to the airport. So I'm happy to give a few details on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But the pilot program, starts on December 16th, and it'll run through the end of the winter season, which is April 14th. And it'll pick up hourly at Miller Park stop in Jackson. That's right by the White Buffalo Club. And it'll also stop at the Antler Inn, Deloney in Willow, and the Home Ranch Lot, which is just past Town Square. And so if you get a ride or you take the bus into town, you can take the free town shuttle once you get into town to any of those stops. And then it's a $10 one-way fare out to the airport. StartBus has a really cool new transit app, and if you download that app, you can pre-purchase your tickets on there, and it gives you a little QR code for when you get on the bus, so that's pretty easy to use. And then, of course, like StartBus has always done, you can pay with the exact change when you get on the bus as well.
Excellent.
So we're really excited, you know, to give people another alternative way to get to and from the airport.
Megan Jenkins, she's the communications manager at Jackson Hole Airport, joining us today here on the Weekday Wake Up. So this pilot program starts this upcoming Saturday, and then we'll go, as you mentioned, through the winter season into mid-April. So you mentioned you're hoping to gather data from those that give this pilot program a shot. How do people submit that data, and what are you specifically looking for?
Sure. So, you know, on the airport's website and then also through the StartBus website, there is a rider and non-rider survey. It's actually the same survey. So if you're riding the bus that day, trying to utilize the airport, we encourage you to fill out the survey. It'll just kind of say what encouraged you to take the bus, where are you headed, where did you come from? And then if the bus wasn't a good option for you on the day that you're traveling to the airport and you're going to drive out and pay to park or have a friend drop you off there, we're going to ask that you still fill out that survey, because if somebody's not using the bus, we want to know why. And, you know, one of the biggest things with the survey, and I think we'll see this on the survey data, is that, you know, the Home Ranch Lot, Miller Park, and a couple of those hotels don't actually have dedicated long-term parking for people using the shuttle. As everyone's probably aware, you know, here in Jackson Hole, we have a pretty big parking issue. It's a community-wide issue. So one of my biggest thoughts was, you know, it's going to be really tough for folks without having long-term parking dedicated to using this shuttle. So overnight parking, especially with the snow during the winter months, is really tough. So there's no dedicated long-term parking for the airport shuttle at any of these locations. So basically, people are going to be taking the bus in from other locations, getting to one of these pickups, or having a friend or family member drop you off at one of these bus stops. So I'm expecting to see a lot of people say on these, whether they're riding the bus or not riding the bus, that having long-term parking somewhere a little closer to the airport would be a big benefit. So it's really important to fill out that survey, whether you rode the bus or thought about riding the bus, but it wasn't a good fit for you.
Absolutely. So again, Megan Jenkins telling us about the Starbus Airport Shuttle Pilot Program, which will begin this upcoming Saturday, December 16th. And for those in our listening audience of the Star Valley area, starting this Saturday, you can hop on a Starbus in the valley and take your ride up to Jackson Hole Airport. Megan, anything we missed that you'd like to mention about this pilot program?
I just want to say, you know, this Saturday, on Saturday the 16th, we are going to be really celebrating the kickoff of Starbus. So if you're riding the bus that day, especially the 5 a.m. or the 11 o'clock, either to or from the airport, we'll be having a little celebration, be giving away some free swag, and just really celebrating the beginning of the program. We're really looking forward to it, and we hope to see a lot of people taking the bus that day and through the remainder of the winter season.
Perfect. Excellent. And so just remind us one more time, Megan, for those that maybe haven't ridden Starbus before or haven't done it in a while, how do they get on?
So they can visit the Starbus website. We also have a plethora of information on jacksonholeairport.com. And you're going to go ahead and check out the times and the pickup locations. You can get dropped off at any of those locations. We have Miller Park. We've got Deloney and Willow, the Anvil Inn, and then the Home Ranch lot. And so you can connect from any other Starbus route. That's a really great push. Starbus is really connective throughout this whole region. And you can take the bus into town and then take the Freetown shuttle to any one of these stops where the pilot shuttle will pick up.
Excellent.
Alternately, you can have a friend drop you off at either any of the four stops located in town.
Megan Jenkins, Communications Manager at Jackson Hole Airport. Megan, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to seeing how this program goes.
So do we, Duke. You have a fantastic day.
You as well. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.